Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like over the last, 2 years, 2023, Orioles had the best record in the American League. Ravens had the best record in the NFL. And within a span of 9 months, both Brandon Hyde and John Harbaugh lost their jobs. Thanks, Nolan. Let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi on the other side of the glass. Let's bring in Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Matt, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing?
Doing all right. And, you know, we've already talked about Brandon Hyde now in Tampa, as he's a consultant there with the Rays. But just the passage of time and how expectations change, the Orioles look to be an ascending team in 23, made the playoffs 24, we know the drill, and then last year finished in last place. Has Mike Elias done enough in the offseason to at least pacify the fan base confidently enough that they can go into this season, if this is all he's done, at the very least being contenders in 26?
I mean, I think they still need one more starting pitcher. And truly, I think to satiate the fan base, it's got to be a frontline starting pitcher. And that's, you know, the words that Elias himself has used this offseason. So I think that's what the bar has been set as. I think if he were to go out and get another middle tier starting pitcher, I think that is still a competitive roster that should put them in position to bounce back at least somewhat next season. And then you wait and see how things shake out and maybe make moves at the deadline. But to truly, I think, cement the final piece to what this roster really needs to be, like you call, an ascending contender again, it truly is a frontline starting pitcher. And I think that's what fans want the most. So, you know, Pete Alonso aside.
Now, speaking of Alonso and the lineup, which is much improved on paper, the Orioles, I mean, they didn't have a guy hit 20 home runs last year. Now they have a bunch of guys that have done it before, including some of their young guys. But to me, Adley Rutschman's returning to all-star prominence has to be huge for them. And we know Kowser struck out a ton and Westberg got hurt a lot and Gunnar didn't have an MVP level season, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Adley had a bad second half of 24, which we'll attribute to injuries, which he's declined to do. But, you know, he went on that great last year. And then as it started to get it together, got hurt twice with each oblique there. So Matt, what is your confidence level heading into spring training, 5 weeks from pitchers and catchers, that we will see at least Adley Rutschman resemble the guy who was the number one pick in the draft and who was a two-time All-Star?
Yeah. You know, I don't think that, like, for Adley Rutschman, the player that he was for the first 2 years of his career has just completely disappeared. It's got to be in there somewhere. And whether it was some combination of injuries in 2024 and then just never really got going in 2025, a lot of things seem to play a part into what the Adley Rutschman we've seen over the last year and a half. So I still think he's certainly capable of returning to that level, but I think it's more of, you know, he's an X factor for this team. With the guys that they brought into the lineup, they aren't necessarily relying on him maybe to be that guy as much as they were over the last year and a half. I think we could see him move a little bit farther down the lineup and have to earn his way back up. Obviously, with the new manager coming in, you know, everybody's kind of getting a clean slate. So I think there certainly should be some level of confidence to him, but it's also such a critical year for him with Samuel Basayo locked up long term. If he really does show that he's not able to figure it out and Samuel Basayo starts to come into his own, I think we could start to see a changing of the guard at catcher by the end of this season.
Now, when it comes to the top pitching guys remaining in free agency, Valdez, Suarez, I mean, how much longer can the Orioles, I guess, realistically wait? Because we think that they're both in on him. At least the Valdez thing seems to be pretty strong. But if this plays out like most recent off seasons in Major League Baseball, your top pitching free agents might not sign until, you know, the middle of March. I mean, how much longer can they realistically wait for these guys to make up their mind?
Yeah, you know, I do think that once you start to get into spring training, you know, it's pretty proven now that pitchers particularly who aren't able to ramp up fully in spring training and sign late don't typically get off to great starts. We saw that with Blake Snell. We've seen that with a couple of guys here over the last few seasons. And, you know, I certainly wouldn't want to go into spring training without knowing who my ace, the guy at the top of my rotation, is going to be. So I do think that, you know, these two guys are kind of staring down each other in free agency, not wanting to be the first one who moves and, you know, sacrificing value, that kind of thing. But I also think from the Orioles standpoint, if one signs and not with you, you don't want to have to lose all your leverage and ultimately have to overpay maybe what you're hoping to get the other guy. So I do think that, you know, waiting is a tactic that benefits clubs for the most part in free agency. But at the same time, you know, it's really a kind of a cat and mouse game between these two sides.
Let's talk about their most recent addition here, and I hate to make too much out of a January waiver claim, but Johnkenzie Noel, Big Christmas, as they call him. I mean, is there space here really for a reclamation project, especially an outfielder, while you've also got a Tyler O'Neill on the roster? I mean, I don't think anyone's going out of their way to say, oh, you know, Noel is actually going to make the opening day roster or still be here after spring training, but do they even have the space and time to take on that kind of a project?
I mean, certainly right now, the way the roster shakes up, it looks like maybe the sixth or seventh guy on their outfield depth chart. I mean, we're talking down where Leody Taveras and Heston Kerstad, if he's going to be coming back, you know, are kind of residing. You know, Noel is kind of maybe in that tier right now of a guy who would maybe have to earn his way on the opening day roster. I mean, look, the way the roster stays right now, there's absolutely no room for him. But at the same time, you know, he was a waiver claim, so it's a pretty low-risk investment to bring him on. And, you know, the way the injuries affected the team last year, you know, the Orioles just seem to be trying to be better prepared for that overall. And if you get to a point where Noel is on your opening day roster, that probably means a few things went wrong, but at least you were covered to have a guy who, you know, has at least shown some upside at the major league level.
He's Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Matt, appreciate the time. Happy New Year, belated. I know Larry David would be telling me it's not Happy New Year anymore because we're almost a week into it. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you before spring training. Yes or no question? Because Manzo's gone. Jackson Holliday, leadoff hitter for the next 5 years?
Not yet. Not yet. It's my prediction.
All right, Matt. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
There's Matt Weirich, everybody. We'll come back. Heroes for week 18 in the NFL. It's the final regular season week of the year. Now it's on to the playoffs. And then NFL Lunch, tribute to Harb. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi. It's Vinny and Annie here on The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.